I'm Elise Forbes with BYU Idaho Radio. State Representative John Weber of District 34 joins me here in the studio. Thank you for coming by today.
Elise, great to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you. On Monday, this year's legislative session will begin. Last year was the longest session in Idaho's history and had some major topics, including tax cuts and health mandates. It was also your first time participating in a legislative session, which must have been exciting. So in your opinion, what were some highlights from last year's session?
Yeah, it was exciting. And what a way to start a legislative session. First time, longest session in history. And you know, there's a lot of great things that, in my mind, that took place, and certainly being new. But, you know, I'm sure we all hear different things and hear what we want to hear. But a lot of great things happened in the session, and including some pretty significant tax cuts and rebates to Idahoans. And so, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it for the most part. Certainly there were some stressful times, but that's par for the course.
Right. And as we reflect on last year and look forward to this one, what similarities should we expect to see between this year's and last year's session? And then also, how might they differ?
Yeah, you know, one of the main responsibilities for the legislature is to set the budget for the state. And so you will see the same process, legislative process, in setting the budget, where it goes through the Joint Finance Appropriation Committee and comes to the House, and we'll review the budget and pass that for the fiscal year. We are always, you know, certainly looking at pieces of legislation that we feel would better Idaho and clean up some legislation that possibly not needed anymore. So, and that's always good, you know. Less laws, less regulation is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And as part of your responsibilities on the House of Representatives, you sit on the Commerce and Human Resources Committee, Local Government Committee, and then also Revenue and Taxation Committee. So tell me a little bit about the work that these committees have done and will continue to do.
Yeah, you know, in local government, we always focus on, or should focus on what the legislature can do to help local government and be a support. And I hope that this year that we can be more focused on local control. So giving our mayors and council members, school board members, those that have been elected locally to represent and have responsibility in those areas to do their job, and that we should support them in that. Revenue and taxation. That's a big committee. And, you know, this last session we passed House Bill 389, which gave a significant tax cut for income tax, lowering it the rate from 6.9% to 6.5%. I think you'll see that even be looked at and addressed this session. And we gave a $50 rebate. The state did to every House member, every member of the House hold that according to the 2019 tax return. And so that was a significant rebate. And again, I think you'll see that looked at again in this session. There's other parts of that bill dealing with homeowners exemption and the circuit breaker program for those that need that. So exciting things happening, good things happening, and I'm looking forward to the session.
Fantastic. You talked a little bit about, right, the tax cuts that have been going on and allocation of tax dollars. This year, one of the big things that's being talked about as the session comes up is the $1.6 billion surplus that the state of Idaho has. That's something That's pretty rare. A lot of other states don't have a surplus. And there's debate on how these dollars should be used. How do you hope that these tax dollars will be used?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, when you say $1.6 billion with a B, really unheard of. And there's a lot of states in this nation that wish they were in Idaho's position. We have a healthy reserve. Now, of course, there's a point where, you know, we need to give back. We need to certainly invest in Idaho. We have to be wise in our and be fiscally responsible in our spending. So looking at transportation projects, we're the fastest growing state in the nation. And how do we safely and effectively move more people around the state? So transportation is huge. You know, also infrastructure in our wastewater and sewer, or water and sewer projects, and how we can support, again, local governments in treating and helping in that infrastructure. Broadband is going to be another big issue. There's many parts of our, in the more rural areas of our state that are highly underserved in broadband. And so those are some key elements that should be focused on, and those funds should be used for. And I think another piece of that puzzle would be to give refunds back to the people.
So you've touched on a couple times the importance of local government. What are some ways in which you think that the state government can empower local governments?
Well, again, I think just we need to be partners with local government. And sometimes I feel in this last session, particularly, that there was some tug of war going on between the state and local government. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the state side, we don't like the federal government coming in and telling us what to do. Well, it's the same principle on local level. So we really need to bring them in around the table to discuss their needs and how we can support those needs from the state side.
On the topic of local government, you are representative for District 34. As you've campaigned and spoken to constituents, what are some of the main concerns for residents of District 34?
Always freedom, you know, less government, less regulation, lower our taxes. There's a balance there on the tax issue because, as mentioned, we have become accustomed to some pretty awesome services that we all enjoy in our communities. You know, here we are in the height of winter, and every time that snow flies, what is the first thing we're looking at? Well, can we get our roads plowed? Well, that's a service, and we all enjoy you know, comfortable and clean roads. Now, some folks might debate that side of things, but I think our city services and road department and our county road department does a tremendous job for the number of miles they have to plow. But that's just one example. Again, I think those services that we've become so accustomed to, you know, there's a balance there. And
right. And you have experience as a small business owner and also on with Chamber of Commerce. How has your professional experience informed the decisions that you now make on the House of Representatives?
So as a small business owner, I served as a county commissioner for Madison County for a number of years, and now in the legislature. And the one thing that they all have in common is that we're in the people business. We're here to serve. And we need to remember that as a public servant, that we work for the people. We're here to serve them and to and listen, and then to make best decisions that would benefit Idaho.
Speaking of business, keeping businesses open is one of the points on the 2022 Idaho Conservative Agenda. I know that agenda has a bunch of conservative points, many which you as a Republican probably agree with. However, many members of the House have chosen not to sign on to it for various reasons. What are your thoughts on this agenda and some of the points that it addresses?
I've seen the agenda, I've read through it, and absolutely right, agree with by far the majority. Less government, limited taxes, or less taxes, local control, school choice. I mean, those things are conservative values. We need to remember that, again, we work for the people and we listen to those individuals. I think that, I think that the conservative agenda certainly, you know, I don't disagree with it. But again, I'm not going to sign on to a document that will basically tie my hands, if you will, if something comes up we don't always agree with, but to have that ability to do and make decisions for the best interests of the people.
Right. And as you head into the session, what are some words that you would say to the members of District 34 as you prepare to represent them in Boise?
Stay positive. There is so much divisiveness and headbutting, and boy, it's. But there's so many great things to still look forward to. We're in a new year. I tell folks to live intentionally. You know, go out and make it happen, and make great things happen. We still live in the best nation in the world. And in my opinion, the best state and the best area of the state. There's a lot of great things happening. It's sometimes easy to, you know, go down the negative road and be swallowed up in that. But yet, it's just as easy to put a smile on and be positive and make great things happen. So I'm looking forward to the new session. There's going to be some exciting, challenging, certainly decisions, but that's part of life. And lastly, you know, if there's comments, questions, concerns, contact the legislature, the legislators. They've got our contact information and on websites and so forth. So talk to us.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. This has been a conversation with Idaho State Representative John Weber.
Thank you very much, Elise. Good to be with you.
Thank you.